We are learning Masechtas Soita, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning in the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Hov Kupaneim Klapi Harigrizim Apostle Bracha. We have in the Psukim in Parashas Kisavai, there's 11 Arurim there, and here our Gemara will discuss this in more detail and tell us some things we never knew. The first thing, there is a Bracha, we'll say this outside first, and then we'll go inside. Then we'll go inside. We'll say this. Then we'll go inside because it just makes it more clear. The last oror is oror Hashaloyakum is divri atayra zois. Last is oisav amakala amamein. And this is a general oror that covers gansa tayra, the whole tayra. This is what we call klal. It's a general rule. And we know every oror had a baruch also. So it's baruch Hashaloyakum is divri atayra zois. Baruch the person who is yakum is divri atayra zois. And that's called a baruch beklal. Prat means a specific avera. For example, Oror Ish Yase Pesel Masecha Tavas Hashem. It's Oror Ish who makes a Pesel Masecha. And you say Baruch Asher Lo Yase Pesel Masecha. Another example is Oror Maklo Avimoy. So Oror and Baruch Loi Maklo Avimoy. So there's a bracha of Klal, which means Lo Yakum Divrei Torah Zeis, and a bracha of Prat, which means Baruch Asher Lo Yase Pesel Masecha. And there's a Klal of Klal and Klal of Prat. So our Gemara's been mechadish that on every single Prat, they also said over the bracha or the klal. They said the specific avera. They said also baruch asher yakim is divrei Torah zayis. They also said a klal. So in every single oror, there was four combinations. There was the prat, the klal, and a baruch and an oror. So in every specific avera, there's really four different things, four different combinations. And we'll see that in those combinations, there was another four combinations altogether on each mitzvah, there were 16 different conditions. You have to say amen to. That's what Gemara is going to say. And one of the four other things, there's lilmoid ulalamed lishmar velasis, which means you say baruch asher yilmedu lahakim es divrei Torah zayis, which means you will learn it. Lilamed means we give you a bracha, you will teach your children. Lishmar, the mashal learns, means that you will chazer it. And not enough if you learn it once, you have to chazer it over. And lastis means you actually will do those mitzvahs. Tana Rabbanan, Dr. Braisa, Tana Rabbanan. Baruch Beklal, Baruch Beprat. Baruch Beklal means Baruch Asher Yakim Divrei Torah Zeis. Baruch Beprat means Baruch Beprat means Baruch Asher Lo Yaseh Pesel Masecha. Oror Beklal means Oror Asher Lo Yakim Divrei Torah Zeis. And Oror Befrat. And Oror means Befrat, which means a case where it says Oror Ish Asher Yaseh Pesel Masecha. Lul Moid. Ulalamed lishmar velasis. There's four combinations here. Lulmaid means I'm saying you should learn. Baruch who learns it. Lala means to teach your children. Lishmar means to chazur over. We'll read you in Rasha how he types the word lishmar. Some you could have said lishmar means a galav. He says no, that's all included already in lasis. So what's lishmar? Lishmar means he says lishmar means zum mishnah. He forgets it. Like a Dav Yemishir. So he learns it over. He chases it over. And therefore, that's called Lishmar. And to do it, those are the four things. So now let's get the combinations clear. Everyone should concentrate. Harei, so this is Rashi learns Gemara. Harei, arba. So arba va'arba. So that's four. So arba va'arba is like this. Arba brisois lilmoid. What are the arba brisois? Klal, prat, or and baruch. So that's four. So four brisois lilmoid. Va'arba lilamed. Harei shmoina. That's eight. So arba lilmoid, arba lamed shmoina. Then shmoina shmoina. What's the next shmoina? Then you have four lishmar, arba lishmar, and arba la'asois. So it comes out, harei shesh esrei. On every single mitzvah, there are 16. And the Gemara says this is every mitzvah, all 613 mitzvahs. Every one of the mitzvahs had 16 different conditions. That means when Hashem gave the Eden the Torah, they had to accept it with bris. They had to accept it with a contract. The contract was, on every mitzvah, they had 16 different conditions on it. It was a very, very detailed contract. V'chein b'Sinai, v'chein b'Arvas Mayav. It says over here that not only was this done by Har Grizim Har Eva with Yeshua, it was done b'Sinai, which means by Har Sinai, and b'Arvas Mayav, which means when Moshe Rabbeinu said over the Torah to Klal Yisrael on Arvas Mayav. Shinema, how do we know? It says in the pasuk regarding Arvis Moshe, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael before he dies. It says Eila Divrei Abris Hashiva Hashem Es Moshe Likrois Es Mei Yisrael Beretz Moav, that Hashem told Moshe to be Kairis Abris Beretz Moav. Milvad Habris Hashikaris Itam Bacharev. It's besides the bris that they did Bacharev. Mashma, the Bacharev did the same thing he did here. And the next line, V'chsev Shmarat Divrei Abris Zoyis, Rashi says not Gairis. Hakaponim. So that's we have 16 times 3 is how much? How much 16 times 3, Moshe? Nimtza, mem ches brisa lakom mitzvah and mitzvah. They have all together 48 brisa and mitzvah. Why? 16 in Sinai, 16 in Arvis Moav, and 16 haragris v'areva.
How do you get the 16 again?
Because there's in every mitzvah, there's the four things. There's the bracha and klala, and prat and klal. So let's just take an example. Prat and klal means that even the prat was, arish ish yasa pesam asecha. That's one. Baruch ha'ish asher lo yaseh pesam asecha. That's two. And then in every mitzvah he said, Baruch asher yakim is divrei Torah zois. That's four. Right. That's four. And all those were lilmoid. Four of those lilmoid. Those four things all lilmoid. Four lilamed. Four lishmar. Four lasir. 16.
Each one says asher yakim or the one says it
dead? Right. But we said asher yakim on everything. That's what we spoke out. On every single mitzvah. He repeated over asher yakim. The general rule. The general rule. And he did this three times. All together 48. Nimtza mem ches brises akol mitzvah mitzvah. Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon mitzi hagrizim v'har evil u'machnes oyel moyish v'midbar. Rav Shimon says, no, Yeshua never did such a thing. He takes a hagrizim v'har evil and he puts in instead oyel moyish v'midbar. Marcus oyel moyed she v'midbar. He says in the oyel moyed when the Mishkan was put up again, we had all those brisos. So he says they all agree is only 48 total, but he says it wasn't hagrizim v'har evil. There, they only said those mitzvah. Only said these the 11 arurim. That's all he said. That's all Yeshua said in when he went across the Yarden, but. The other time when they had the brisos was by Eil Mayed. Now, who said there was Torah was given again by Eil Mayed? It's really a machlaikus. Plug the Tanya Tanoi, Tanya Tanoi, 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 Rishmael Aimer. Klolo is never Sinai, who produced by Eil Mayed. Rishmael says that when the Torah was given in Har Sinai, it was not given complete to all the details. The rest of the details were given after they put up the Mishkan, of produced by Eil Mayed. It says in the beginning of Vayikra, that in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, it starts off, it says, Vaydaber Hashem. El, but it's the Yikra Moshe Vaydabar Hashem Vaylov Ma'el Moed Leimar, and he starts saying all the halakas of the kabbanis that was only given. The pratim were given in the Oil Moed. So the first one of the Yom HaHol is that there was no two different kabbalas or tires, one's by Hasina, one's by Oil Moed. It was all at once. It was all just a continuation of each other. Rekiv Eimer no. Klali is the prosdan of Rabbi Sinai. Vinishnu was said again by Oil Moed. Vinishtash was said a third time by Arvis Moed. And our Gemara is learning that Rabbi Shimon, who says that you take it hard reason and put it in Oil Moed, is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Mashenki, the Tanakam, who says the three times were Sinai, Arvis Moed, and hard reason is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Now, now going back to what we just said before, the Inuchal called Dvar Mitzvah or Mitzvah Shaksuva B'Tayra. There's no every mitzvah in the Torah. There's no not one mitzvah that was not Shloim Nichushu Alaha Abba Mashmaya Brisos. There were not curses in it 48 brisos, like we just said. Rav Shimon Yehuda Ishkvar Akar Amar is going to add something on. Rav Shimon, Ein Lecha Mitzvah Mitzvah Shaksuva B'Tayra Shenichla Arba Shmaya Brisos Shal Sheish Meis Elaf Shal Shalaf Mechavish Meis Mechamishim. That means there was 600,000 3,550 people Yidden in Klal Yisrael. At least, even though we know it was more, because there was Noshim, there was Tanim, there was under 20 and over 60. But this is the what we call Klal Yisrael. We call Klal Yisrael 600,000 3,550. And so he says that there was this many brisos for this many people, which means like this: that not only were you makabel these 48 brisos and every single mitzvah, you were also makabel to be responsible for every person in Klal Yisrael's mitzvahs. So it means you makabel 48 brisos for every one of the mitzvahs, and that times 600,000, 3,550. Why? Because I was makabel arvis responsibility for every single yid in Klal Yisrael. Omer Rebbe, we'll see what Rebbe's adding on in a second. Omer Rebbe, that's why by Varon, that means Gan's Klal Yisrael. This is the way all neshamas Klal Yisrael come from these 600,000 neshamas. Omer Rebbe, it's a good question. That's what you have to say. Omer Rebbe, the Divrei Rav Shimon Yehuda Ishkvar Akush, Omer Shimon Rav Shimon, Ein Lecha Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah Shebetayra. We'll see what he's adding on. Shlei Nichashu Aleha 600,000 That's what turns out. Every person of Israel has a time 600,000. My benai, what did he just add on? He just repeated over what he said. What the one said before from Shimon ben Yehuda. Well, what's he adding on? What he's adding on is that there's a new arvis. I am also responsible for your arvis also. So it means like this: every person is responsible for every single yid's mitzvahs, and I'm responsible for every single yid's arvis. For example, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon sees Levi doing aveira. Shimon says nothing. Reuven is responsible also. Not only is Shimon responsible because he's an Arev, but Reuven is responsible because he's responsible on Shimon's Arev. He has to give Shimon Musa, you're an Arev. That's what he has to do.
Isn't
the Arev
part of the
600? What? No, see, Arev doesn't mean, it means he has to, may Arev is more, you're responsible. Yeah.
Times
48 times, no, for him, no, for every person, right, yeah, it's 48 times 600,000 times 600,000. That's what it is. That's what comes out. 48 times 600,000 times 600,000. That's what comes out, and that's the Arvis. So what's I'm not sure myself, but what's the point of this Gemara? The Gemara is trying to tell us is that when we were Makabal Torah, we were Makabal the contract with every fine detail there is. 48 brisos with all 600,000 people, we were Makabal. Of course, we have to try to do our best, and that's our job, but it's not trying to scare anyone. Just trying to say is what our responsibility is, what our contract says. This is what it is. The Eibster is a big Rachamon, so don't have to worry so much about it. That's what we worry. That's not the point. The point of the Gemara is just telling what our responsibility is, and how we have to feel for the 80% of Klai Yisrael or more that are not are unaffiliated and not doing any mitzvahs. It's our responsibility. We're all aref to this. We're all aref to this. It's a very scary thought. Zokti Gemara Vayit. Doros Rav Yehuda ben Nachmani Mesurgim Eder Rav Shimon Lakish. Again, a new idea that Rav Yehuda ben Nachmani says now, and Rashi has a certain way of learning. Masha Agus. We'll see in a second. Doros Rav Yehuda ben Nachmani Mesurgim Eder Rav Shimon Lakish. Call a parsha kula. The whole parasha, all the arurim, lo nemra el v'noyef v'noyefes. The whole parasha of the arurim are not to be taken literally. They're all talking about eshesish. Why? Because it says arur eshashiyasa pesla masecha, but arur sagila. Is it enough? But arur Rashi says bitmiya koyfe beikahu a sagila but arur. It needs much worse. So he says, Ella, you know what Arur Ish Ashiyasa Masecha means? It doesn't mean what you think. It doesn't mean they did have a Yizari. You know what it means? The Pasuk says, Arur Ish Ashiyasa Pesel Masecha Tavas Hashem. You know what it means, really? He says, Elzeh, Bala Erva, and someone who's Bala Erva, and he has a child, the child's a mamzer, he goes to the Goyim, because he says, you know what? I'm not going to make it here anyway. So he goes to the Goyim. If someone produces a mamzer, besides Issei Shish, now he caused his son to go to Avodah Zarah, because now he feels lost. So therefore, it's going on Issei Shish, really. And the Rashi goes through every one of the Arurim and says, it's talking about Issei Shish. Says example. It says, Oro Sheikhim Kol Behema, Vama Kol Ameni. You know what Sheikhim Kol Behema means? He does Issei Shish. That's a Maisa Behema. He says, Or makareo besaser means because he whispers to this lady, he says, come be mezana. And because of that, he's oiv eshesish. Rashi goes through every single one and explains how it's eshesish. And even says the ones that are talking about arayas, the arurim, some arurim are talking about arayas. He says it also means the eshesish plus the arayas, plus the erva. He actually says the pasuk of or mata mishra ger yosin valamono, I don't know how that means eshesish. Zok the Tosis Shantz b'shem the Rash Mekutzi that it means like this, that Abal Ishish has a mamzer and the kid has to move out, so he's like a ger because he's moved out. He's like a yosef, he doesn't have his parents. That's what it means. But the Mashal says I hold a big daichik this whole pshat. All it means is the first aror. That's what the Mashal says. All we meant to say was the first aror was Ishish, not the rest of them. That's what he says. Zok the Mashal Achkasha v'shum the kashle v'high krod oivachovim v'chiba aror sagle hutchich lemitchad kula parasha. Because you have a kasha there, it's koyfer be'iker. It's not enough for aror. You know, daichik the whole parasha. So he says, El Nira Lule Perusha, he's arguing Rashi, unbelievable. Lule Perusha Nira, the Niskava Loima Kula Parasha, I call you Alf Urim, El Apostle Zelachudal, it means this Apostle. That's what Masha argues. Does not mean everything else. Tanabon Lutanabraisa. says in the pasuk Satas a bracha hargrizim is a klal harivol. Ma tamad loymar im lamed she bracha hargrizim klal harivol. Reik var nemar el yam dovar chasam. Raises the pasuk el yam dovar chasam al hargrizim v'ksiv el yam dovar klal harivol. So what's this other pasuk Satas a bracha hargrizim? This is the first who stands there and it says clearly hargrizim harivol. What's this extra pasuk? Ella to teach us that he did bracha before klala. Actually, in the psukim never says the bracha; it only says the klala. Ella hakle bracha la klala. That's why it says that extra pasuk. Yochi you call brachas kedemes klalas. Maybe you first say all the brachas and then you say all the klalas. Tamaloymar it's in the pasuk bracha u klala. First bracha then klala. It says bracha lashon is bracha u klala. One bracha then one klala. All lashon yachid. Bracha la klala. Bracha akas kedemes a klala. Then call brachas kedemes a klalas. Ula hakis also hakis bracha la klala. Leimelach. Ma klala b'leviim, just like the pasuk first, so anuva amru by the klala. It's going to leviim say it af baracha b'leviim. Ma klala, just like klala is b'kol ram, like the pasuk says that you say it b'kol ram. Same thing over here. What says va'anuva leviim va'amru el kol shishur al kol ram in parashat Kesavah. So just like there, it's kol ram. Ma klala b'kol ram af bracha b'kol ram. Ma klala v'asher kaidish, like we're learning out kol kol mi'maisha according to one ma'adiyama af bracha v'asher kaidish. Uma klala b'klala prat, just like klala has a klal, asher liyakim is divrei Torah zois and a prat and specific averis. Af bracha b'klala prat. Uma klala elu ve'elu onim v'im remain, just like b'klala everyone says amen. Same thing. Af bracha elu ve'elu onim remain. So we learn how bracha the klala and the hekesh to each other, and we learn how bracha goes first, and you say one and then the other one then the other one. Not all the brachas, then all the klalas. It's bracha, then klala, bracha, then klala. That's the way they said all the brachas and klalas.